and welcome to the third annual Greenlight East Jordan Business Competition, a showcase of...
Rachel Warno stands in front of a crowd, pitching a concept that she and her three friends have been brainstorming for a long time.
Paddle sports and adventure racing are becoming wildly popular.
She's a co-founder of a new company called Adventure Sports North in East Jordan. Their goal is to launch a new race that spotlights the town's natural beauty through an event they're going to call R3.
R3 stands for Run, Ride, and River. Our idea is to create an adventure race triathlon where participants will run and they'll bike around the area. And then we want to capitalize on the fact that East Jordan has this amazing, pristine resource, which is the Jordan River. So instead of a traditional swim like you'd see in some triathlons, our participants are going to paddle down the Jordan River. So they finish their race in downtown East Jordan.
The co-founders believe there's a demand for these kind of events, and they want to meet the demand with more options that feature their community.
We've seen other events like the M22 Challenge. They sold out 900 slots in 3 minutes. So people are interested in this kind of new type of adventure sports.
But to help get their race off the ground, Warno's decided to stand on a stage and pitch the idea in front of a panel of judges and a crowd of over 200 people. When the four business partners heard about the Green Light competition in East Jordan, that's when they started brainstorming. This pitch night competition has $15,000 up for grabs. $10,000 is the grand prize. 11 different businesses qualified to compete in this year's competition. These pitch nights are just one creative solution that towns and cities across Michigan are using to promote new businesses.
Entrepreneurship is changing.
That's Cliff Porter. He's one of the organizers of Green Light East Jordan.
As an entrepreneur, you can't walk into the bank anymore and ask for a large loan without any credit or collateral. These types of competitions are a new wave of thinking of funding and getting the capital needed to start a business. We've seen the whole gambit of entrepreneurs apply. Teachers in our local community, farmers who have value added and new business offshoots. We've had folks that had no idea what to do with their idea, knowing that if they got the seed money, they could kind of just figure it out.
And even if they can't land the top spot, the connections made at these events can be just as valuable.
So even if you're looking to open up a small shop, you might come across a local investor that says, I've always wanted this in my town, and I don't need the largest return in the world, but I want to put this capital to good use.
Greenlight East Jordan is just one of a number of pitch nights in northern Michigan. Sheboygan will host Invest Sheboygan on November 1st, and what organizers are dubbing the grand event will take place at North Central Michigan College in Petoskey on November 14th. Plans are in the works to start new pitch competitions in Emmett and Antrim counties as well. Now, there's a number of different businesses pitching. There's South Farm Market, which hopes to open a delicatessen that sells local gourmet foods in East Jordan. CK Innovate wants to assist small nonprofits. A possible boat and brewery fusion called Hops and Props was also featured. Now, Warno's has already seen a number of these pitches during a coaching session held before the event. And surprisingly, she's excited about a lot of the potential businesses.
I think a lot of these businesses are fantastic. I would be excited about seeing any one of them be successful. And I think it's amazing to have this cash prize that inspires people to go out there and say, hey, this is what I've always wanted to do. I might not have the money to do it, but this is what I want to do. This is what I could bring to the community.
But just like all the other businesses, she has to get through the pitch.